Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sachs Sanhedrin Perkhas Mishnah Alpha Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is bringing in Bishchos Esther Bas Rachel Shish Bizachir Fan Yerziv Hagon Bikarav Mamesh. And now we're going to explain the last of the Chayve Skila. In the previous Perek Mishnah Dalid, we learned about a whole bunch of different people that are Chayve Skila, and the last one was Ben Sarah Umaira. And this is such a unique case that there's actually almost an entire Perek dedicated to this Ben Sarah Umaira. And we know there's an entire parasha in the Torah called Ben Sarah Umaira, which is loosely translated as a wayward or rebellious son. And basically, it's referring to an adolescent who steals money, buys wine and meat, and because of the terrible things that he might end up doing later on, he gets skila. And so we begin discussing multiple details. Ben Sarah Umaira, me'emasai nas Ben Sarah Umaira. From when could he become a Ben Sarah Umaira? What's that minimum age until the maximum age that he could be Ben Sarah Umaira? And the answer is mishi avishtei saris, from when he brings two saris, meaning from when he grows two pubic hairs, ve'ad shiakav zakar natachtoin, he has a lower beard, v'loya elyoin, not the upper one, elish the bruchom loshen kia, the chum are just speaking in a clean language. When we say lower beard, it does not mean a beard on his face, it means that he grows more pubic hairs in the lower region of his body. It's just that we're using a more kosher, clean lashon, and that's why we use this lashon of beard. And where do we get this from? Shem, because the pasuk says, "Ki yel ish ben," when a man has a son. So first of all, it tells us ben v'lay bas, ben sarah umaira can only be with a boy, not with a girl, and ben v'lay ish, he has to be a boy and not a man. And once he has a zakan tachtoin, that means he's already considered a man. Furthermore, a katan pater shloi b'alcha mitzvahs. If he's a katan, he'd be pater from ben sarah umaira because he's not included in mitzvahs, and therefore there's this very short amount of time from when he starts maturing physically up until he reaches this point in time where the zakan tachlin is grown. That's when he can become a ben sarah umaira. On to Mishnah Beis, me'emas chayev, from when would he be chayev, meaning what does he have to do to be chayev to be called ben sarah umaira? Mishi yoichol tartemer basar yishtechatzi lo agyayin oitalki, he has to eat a tartemer of meat and he has to drink half a leg of Italian wine. This is a lot of meat and a very fine, delicious wine. This is going to draw his appetite and cause him to end up doing more. Now Rabbi Yossi says, mana basar v'loig yayin, it's a mana of meat and a leg of wine. Now achol b'chaburus mitzvah, if he ate meat in a whole group that was a mitzvah, achol b'irchadesh, if he ate as part of a suda of irchadesh, they extended the month, so they made a small suda and he ate meat over there. Or achol maser sheni b'yushalayim, he ate maser sheni in Yerushalayim, achol neveis u'trefes, or he ate not kosher meat, shkatzim r'masim, different creepy crawlies and things like that. Achol tevel maser ishi shalayim t'rumasim, maser sheni b'hekdish shalayim niftu, he ate one of these things. Achol davarshu mitzvah, or he ate something which is a mitzvah to eat, like at a suda for aveilim, or v'davarshu aveira, he ate when it was an aveira, for example, it was a fast day. Achol kol machol v'loy achol basar, he ate some sort of other food and not meat. He drinks some sort of other drink and it wasn't wine. He does not become Ben Sarah Umaira. He has to eat meat and drink wine. It has to be kosher meat and kosher wine, and it has to be at a time that he's allowed to eat it. And that's because Shinemar, the pasuk in regards to Ben Sarah Umaira, says, Zoylo v'soyve. And Zoylo refers to meat, and soyve has to do with wine. And now, even though there's no proof to this, in the following pasuk, there's a little bit of a hint to it. Shinemar, because the pasuk says, Al tehi b'soyve yayin b'zoyle basar lamai. So we see Lashon of Soyve has to do with wine, and Zoyl has to do with meat, and that's the only way he can become Ben Sarah Umaira, is if he eats a certain amount of meat and drinks a certain amount of fine wine. That would put him into this classification. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalid with more details of how to make him into Ben Sarah Umaira. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.